What sort of state was the house in when you bought it?
It had been empty for 2 years and pretty much abandoned since then, so it was in a bad condition.
Really?
The interior was basically shot.
Have you got any sort of photographs?
Yes,
of visuals?
Yes, I have actually. I knew you were coming, so I've brought some. I've got out some of the things we've got here.
Wow.
The first day we actually arrived, here we are.
Gosh.
With the old car parked and the terrible garden.
What a transformation! I mean.
And then some inside shots. We're standing about here now.
No.
Yes, the old byre for the cows to put their heads through into
Amazing.
To be fed. We undertook a major project, which was to take the barn apart and inside it to build what we wanted
really?
To live in.
Really?
So
we have a
we
barn.
Are now
we have a barn.
Yeah, right.
So it is possible to develop the barn part of the house?
Oh, absolutely. They're wonderful structures because fundamentally, once they're empty, you can yep. more or less create anything you like in them.
So. With furnishing the house, did you source things locally?
Oh, yes, indeed. I
really?
Mean, we've bought some very, very nice furniture locally.
Really?
Dining table and chairs. But, you know, nice Victorian, as we would call it, Napoleon Trois, as the French call
Love
it.
Love it.
This is Christopher's barn. It's amazing how he's turned it into such a livable space. And the ceiling windows just fill the place with light.
And these are the old trusses from the...
There are strict rules in some parts of France that govern what you can and can't do to the outside of your house. Around Brantôme, you could only paint your shutters in three colours. Pale green or blue, and Bordeaux red. So forget that crazy purple.